Call the meeting of the House Military Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is now 1:06 p.m. and we are in the State Capitol Room 120, also known as the Gruenberg Room. Present, we have Representative Rauscher, Vice Chair Ledoux, Representative Parrish, and myself, Representative Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Please make sure that your electronic devices are on silent or turned off. And before we begin, I would like to thank Brian Glenn with House Records and Eileen Kine, who is moderating the meeting, and our committee aide, Kendra Kloster. Today we have one item on the agenda. That's House Bill 262, the Military Spouse License by Representative Kawasaki. This is the second hearing on the bill. And Mr. Judd Wallace, if you want to go ahead and please join us at the table, put yourself on record. Just give us a quick reminder of what this bill does, and we'll go from there.
Through Chair Representative Tuck, Chairman Tuck, thank you. For the record, this is William Jadwal, staffer, Rep. Scott Kawasaki. Regarding House Bill 262, as a brief reminder, it is relating to temporary courtesy license for certain non-resident professionals. Those non-resident professionals being military spouses who come to the state and are looking for work. There is a bill that was passed in 2011, House Bill 28, that already established an expedited licensure program for military spouses. This bill would simply add a reporting mechanism for the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to be submitted to the legislature on the progress of implementation of the military occupational licensure, expedited military occupational licensure program. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Judd Wallace. And let the record reflect that we've been joined with Representative Sadler. Before us, we have two amendments that have been drafted. And can I get a motion on an amendment?
Mr. Chair, I move amendment 30-LS1079/D.1.
Okay, and that'll be amendment number one. And Mr. Judd Wallace, if you'd like to explain the amendment to us.
Through the chair, amendment number one deletes fiscal and replaces it with calendar, and that is on page one. And the purpose of that would be, it was brought up by Representative Parrish's office, that the military transfer period revolves around the date January 1st. And so instead of compiling information for the fiscal year, information may more accurately be compiled related to the beginning of the calendar year to have adequate numbers for military spouses. And so that is the purpose of the amendment. Additionally, the amendment deletes each regular session of the legislature on page 2, lines 4 through 5, and replaces it with March each year. That is to just allow the same amount of time that was originally in the bill for the department to compile the report. So,
okay, thank you very much. We also have Dale Vanderhey with the Defense State Liaison's Office online. And in the audience, we have Sarah Chambers with the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Any questions on amendment number one? Hearing no objections to amendment number one, number one passes. And before us also is amendment number two. Or do we have another amendment number two? No, we do not have amendment number two. So we're back to the original bill. I thought we had two amendments. I'm sorry. We're back to the original bill. Any further comments or questions? Representative Sadler.
To the chair, actually, on page 2, line 4, the report shall be delivered to the Joint Armed Services Committee. And could you please let us know why you would like to see the report go to JASC as opposed to the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee? I was asked that question, so I want to get the record.
Through the chair, Representative Sadler. The reason, there are several reasons that the report would be going to Joint Armed Service Committee. The first and primary is a matter of distribution, both for the legislature, but also because the Joint Armed Services Committee deals directly with the Department of the Defense installations in Alaska, with USARAC and various other organizations that may benefit from this information and report, so that could be immediately distributed to them. And additionally, the precedence was set by legislation in Washington and Connecticut, whereas the bill would go to their form of what they have of a Joint Armed Services Committee. And that was deemed to be effective in their example, so we were following suit with that.
And I would just note, too, that the joint committee, Mr. Chairman, probably has a little bit more heft and a little more broad reach than our special committee, much as important work we do is. So I just want to get that record. I was asked a question. Okay. Why'd you ask? I'm not your own committee. So.
Thanks, Representative Sandler. I'd like to also add that this is a special committee, and there might be a legislative action that doesn't approve this special committee in the future. So just keep that ongoing. Any other further questions or comments?
Can we take a brief at ease?
Yes, brief at ease. Back on the record at 11:13, we have House Bill 262 before us. What is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I'll yield to the vice chair.
Okay. Chair,
I move House Bill numbers 262, 30-LS1079/D. As amended with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
We have a motion before us. Any objection? Hearing, seeing no objection. House Bill 262, LS1079/D, as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes, has moved from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. That is all the business that we have to take up today. Our next hearing will be on Thursday, February 20th. We stand adjourned at 1:15 p.m.